This is the Last Jedi service, which uses all of the force generated by the billions that will go and see the new Star Wars film that's coming out December the 15th with Daisy Ridley. And it also brings in all of the force generated by the Highlander movies and film series, TV series, because there were quite a few Highlander films and there were loads of Highlander episodes. And, of course, the Star Trek films and series, because we're going to completely bring in the Borg sequestration and the ability to do that, you and powered, of course, yet again by the force of the audience. So all the Star Trek fans become psychotronic generator power sources, same with the Highlander fans, and the Star Trek fans for the Last Jedi service, which of course is a augmented vampire service, where individuation is allowed. Now, the modus operandi of the Last Jedi is that instead of her or him fighting good Jedi or bad Jedi, Jedi that are linked with the dark side or the light, this Jedi simply goes around killing any Jedi and anyone with any sort of psychic ability or who has is strong in the Force, be they children or adults who weren't aware of it. And every time he kills them, sucks them dry, like in the Highlander film, so that's why we bring in the Highlander, all of the power from his victims comes to the Last Jedi. Now, since all Jedis are Tim Riefat, and then they can individuate, so what I do is erase you in the quantum vacuum, erase your conception, re-manifest you as me, set up the paradox engine, and then simply sublime your individuation, which is your monster of the id, and download anything into the Jedi. Now, of course, since this one's the Last Jedi, we then, of course, have to bring in that this Last Jedi is only one Jedi, me, but a gestalt. So that's where the Jedis are a group mind, and there are loads of psychic warfare, group mind, alien films, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, we have the Myers book, which we can link into, and all of the vampire stuff. Remember, vampires are simply a hive mind controlled by the master vampire. And, of course, we've got Resident Evil, all the Resident Evil films with the lovely Mila Jovovich, where we make loads and 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 loads of Mila Jovoviches, who is the heroine in the Resident Evil, and there's the last Resident Evil film coming out this year. So all the Resident Evil power from all the Resident Evil audience comes to power this Last Jedi service. So those of you who haven't seen Resident Evil, the Umbrella Corporation makes loads and loads of clones of Mila Jovovich, and then experiments on them, uses them, etc., which, of course, as you can see, is perfect for The Last Jedi, where there are loads and loads of Mila Jovoviches, a.k.a. Tim Riefats, to power this service. So there can be one Last Jedi, but they're all clones. As we saw with psychic cloning, this is very easy, and all powered, of course, by the Chain to the Rhythm video. And we've also got, I got the hive wrong, sci-fi drama with Cerise Ronan. A group of humans try to avoid succumbing to alien parasites that control their host's personalities, which is the Myers film called The Host. So we can then bring that in to power The Last Jedi service. So you can see it's a really, really good service, which means then you can psychically go after the U.S. Jedis, anyone in America, anyone in Britain, France, Germany, Israel, anyone in Russia, anyone in any other country who is experimenting with being psychic or part of the psychic warfare military program. And you simply stick your lightsaber into them, which is the clear quartz one, to suck out all of their psychic powers and give them to yourself. As you can see, I've done this to the American psychic warfare program, so they can't remotely influence Kim Jong-un or Assad or Putin or Xi Jinping. In fact, they can't do anything. Done the same to all of the NATO psychic warfare program. The same with the Israeli psychic warfare program, which was archetyped around Yuri Geller, who was paid millions by the British government to try and destroy me, while they, of course, were trying to weaken me with microwaves and flesh-eating bacteria, plus the other nine wankers, which are in the Saturday Telegraph article. All of those have been sucked dry. The Chinese, of course, and North Koreans have simply been sequestered because the Chinese dragon, which makes them, has joined the Last Jedi, which is me, and given me all of the great Chinese dragon's force power, while still, of course, being individuated and bouncing around the planet as the Chinese dragon, which, of course, now you can see is the angry Chinese dragon, or the angry dragon, because we can see an aspect of the angry dragon, Kim Jong-un, who's preparing to wipe out America with the Cobalt 60 submarines, missiles, and Dr. Strangelove Cobalt 60 sandbag protection, all of which will exterminate America and reduce Europe to ruins. So you can see the angry dragon, which is the Chinese dragon, who, of course, sequestered by the Star Trek series and films, taking them to power the Borg, where the Borg simply forcibly sequester all other alien races to make more Borg. So you can see the brilliance of this, and the Highlander's great because you simply chop the head off your victim and get all their power. So you stick the clear lightsaber crystal into the victim, Geller. Or you can go and look at all of the so-called gurus, spiritual healers, that are on the internet. And all of the, since we're five-dimensional, all of the past spiritual people, be they Jesus Christ, Buddha, all of the Vedic gods, the Red Indian gods, the Norse gods, Thor, Odin, etc. And you can do the same to super powerful beings in the noosphere, in the world of the noosphere, be they DC Comics characters like the Flash, or a Superman, or the Marvel ones. And of course, they've all died, and that was the big problem in the Marvel Comics. All the original characters have been replaced by ethnics, or women, or transsexuals, or whatever. So one can see that as the symbolic death of the hero. So you don't even have to kill those heroes. They're killed already, and simply sticking your clear quartz lightsaber onto their picture on your computer screen does it for you. And for the other ones, you simply slash the throat of the victim 7 times with your dark lightsaber to inject death into them. And of course, you do the slicing from future, which is left, to past, which is right. And if they're dead already, like the ones Spider-Man and Iron Man and the Hulk, all of whom have been feminized or made into ethnics, you can then simply do the dark lightsaber from past to future. And like Barry Allen died, so that means you can kill off all the other Flashes via Barry Allen. The same with the original Green Lantern, Hal Jordan. And Superman, there's a Death of Superman comic. If you're like me, you're into DC and Marvel comics, which you can use then to kill Superman, where he gets killed by this alien super monster, which looks like the Thing, but the Thing with the stone spikes. All of this meaning that the Last Jedi service is a must-have for all of you power-hungry Jedis, and has to be the ultimate Jedi service. And of course, it's powered by all of the observers of the Myers films, which includes Twilight, the Twilight series, the Highlander ones, the Star Trek ones. And then we can incorporate the DC and Marvel, plus, of course, the Star Wars. And we can then bring in, via Daisy Ridley, all of the feminist. Remember, feminism died. We sucked dry the psychic and spiritual power of feminists by the symbolic death of their archetype, Hillary Rodham Clinton. So you can then do the same to Hillary Rodham Clinton, who, of course, destroyed feminism, destroyed the dream of a woman leading the world, and, of course, was sucked dry by the Last Jedi, Tim Riefat. So you can see the brilliance of this Last Jedi film, which of course enabled me to destroy Hillary Clinton and the feminists. And then of course you can do the same thing on or the other feminist, Gaga, Madonna, who of course was ritually slaughtered, which links up with the Rothschild royal family, Satanism, Illuminati, slaughtered like a dog, pushed off the stage by Tim Riefat, and then ritually slaughtered on a tricycle dressed as a clown by losing her 15-year-old son, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, stuck in the Star of David mechanism, using her blood children and the lower triangle of three Negroes adopted to do to her what was done to Brad Pitt by the delightful Angelina Jolie. So you can see The Last Jedi service is brilliant, because in Highlander, the immortals go around killing each other until there's only one left and he has all the power. Which links up with the Jet Li film, where he goes around killing every other member of himself in every other timeline to become superhuman. So this service also allows you to go around every other timeline and kill every other version of yourself that doesn't become the good being that you are as the Last Jedi. So you see how humongously brilliant this service is. And it, of course, is the last Jedi service of note, and can be seen as the opposite side of the Soliton. Each of the vampire services is a Soliton and has another side, and the other side, of course, is the Last Jedi service. So the Deathfall's vampire, the other side is the Last Jedi service. The Cosmic Assassin service, the other side, Last Jedi service. And all of the vampire services, the other side of the Soliton, Last Jedi service, linking them all together into a gestalt, a unity, the hidden unity behind the multiplicity of vampires. And, of course, you can see that the power source for building this comes from the even more delightful Katy Perry, because she is the Last Jedi in the Dark Horse video, where she goes around killing all of the male suitors who have fought and gone around, as in Greek mythology, to do her missions to earn her hand in marriage, to gain mystical power for her. They come back as supplicants and say, "Will you marry me now?" And she simply zaps them with the rays of her star. Remember, she's the star tarot card in Chain to the Rhythm, number 17, as Rose. And these rays come out. The rays, of course, are the gamma rays of Cobalt 60 from the eternal infernal H2O, which then reduce them to what humans are when they get zapped with the Cobalt 60 from North Korea. And as she gets more and more of them zapped and finally becomes the only psychic occult power in the kingdom, she then ascends up the pyramid, being the gold and silver dragon, which the Chinese call Spiteful Dragon. And then reaching, of course, the top of the pyramid, which is when her hair changes to yellow. The star tarot card, of course, is six white stars and one yellow star. The six being the six male vowel powers, which are, of course, subsumed, killed, to produce the seventh yellow star, which has taken all their power. Yellow, of course, in Kabbalah is Chokmah, the second Sephiroth, the Sephiroth of top of the male pillar, the Sephiroth of the great Lord Lucifer. So you can see why non-Illuminati can't even start the game, because the language of Illuminati is unknown to the human cattle. I, of course, learnt it from the Magus Colin Bloy, the MI6 assassin who destroyed the Soviet Union and the unions and changed the world. And of course, Katie learned it from Hillary Rodham Clinton, who's the high priestess, or was, of the L.A. Coven. So you can see the hidden hand of the Illuminati behind all of these services. And once she reaches the top of the pyramid then unfolds and becomes flat, the matrix, matrixizing everyone down below. So you can see the Dark Horse video and Perry with a 10.5 billion views power the building and completion of this Last Jedi service for Tim Riefat, who of course owns her soul and physical energy body, which he bought from the great Lord Lucifer. So you can see how wonderful it is when you've got all of this power and observation. Just add up 10.5 billion views times the length of her videos, which approximates to 4 minutes. And you can then use that observation to collapse the quantum wave function, distill it with the negative torsion field crystal, collapse it down and down and down and down. So those 10.5 billion times 4 minutes are all compressed like a laser onto one spot to then do quantum vacuum engineering and shape the quantum vacuum the same way you do nano engineering and make nano machines. You can make quantum vacuum machines if you have the ability to do the engineering, which of course means you need the observation, and the observation comes from the humans who are milked for their observation, distilled, and then can be used. And of course, since Perry has this blood feud with Taylor Swift, who also has 10, 11, whatever, billion views, we can then suck in all of her observers. And since she's given away her ascendancy, she's given away her Dark Horse video ascendancy power with the Zane video, where she gives away her immortality to her Muslim lover, Zane, who of course is one of my psychic clones. All the 1.6 billion Muslims are my psychic clones. And he, of course, Zane, has given up his immortality to the ascendant Tim Riefat, who controls him as wetware. One can see how easy all of this acquisition is. So with the Last Jedi service, you can also use the distilled observation from these two princesses of the pop world for the quantum vacuum engineering. So you can build machines in the quantum vacuum which do things for you. And these things, of course, then control reality. This, of course, is far future technology, which links up with the far future services on supernatural spirits and mindovermatter.ru. Now, because the Last Jedi service only has one Jedi, we then avoid the Vedic civilization's demise, whereas these Vedic Psymasters became more and more powerful, their own humanity, the monsters of the id, then powered their jealousies and more injuriously the moral afflictions, so that some Vedic Psymasters got pissed off with other Vedic Psymasters who weren't totally moral and ethical, and started the war which destroyed their civilization. Since, of course, Tim Riefat has no moral compass, no morals, no ethics, and only believes in absolute power, and the use of absolute power for absolute domination as an absolute monarch, then of course there are no afflictions in The Last Jedi, because The Last Jedi is simply there to have total dominance over everything. And rather than having one body, he simply has a few bodies, which are the bodies of The Last Jedi, and their sublimed identities are added to the mix to add colour to his very monochrome, monomaniac character. And of course, if the Great Lord Beast buys this service, he of course has got no identity, because that was unrecoverable because of his self-immolation. So he simply becomes the perfect copy of Tim Riefat, but the perfect dark copy, where I'm the light and he's the shadow. So while I'm sublimely good and the most goodest being in the megaverse, the Great Lord Beast is the baddest version of me in the megaverse. So we all know that Tim Riefat is absolutely good and personifies sublime good, and the Great Lord Beast, of course, personifies sublime evil, where evil transcends itself and becomes pure. So evil hunts evil and kills evil purely. Now, since in a Kali Yuga, which we are now in, evil takes over the entire multiverse. Everything in the multiverse is evil. So there is no good. There is no good in Theresa May or in Merkel or in anyone, or aliens or supernatural spirits or even the Chinese dragon. Evil is all. So as you can see, hunting everything else becomes pure good. And you might go, well, how come you, Tim Riefat, are sublime good when everything's evil? Quite easy. It's called the Suicide Squad service, you dipsticks. You just inject the 168 into the evil of 169. And to subtract, you've got the seventh hell level, which is the mirror image of the seventh heaven level. And of course, you get that from the Great Lord Beast, who allows you to trawl Omega Hell and inject the minus 168 from the seventh level of hell, Omega Hell, into the oneness of Jesus and all the good things to produce the perfect, sublime good Tim Riefat, which of course was achieved today, because today is Saturday the 15th, coming to the 16th, which is when Jesus, who is dead, rises from his tomb and ascends, where the One is rebooted. And I've simply dumped the Suicide Squad force into the resurrecting Jesus to turn it into pure 169 to power World War III and the death of the West from Donald Trump attacking North Korea, and hijacked it, zero-sum game, so that all of the rising from the dead to make a new one comes to me, the Last Jedi. So as you can see, the Last Jedi hunts Christians, hunts Jesus, hunts the Lamb of God, which comes with the second coming, slaughters it. And of course, like me, being a good Muslim boy, I love lamb. Lamb kebabs made from the Lamb of God. Gorgeous. And producing lovely Lamb of God feces, which I then, of course, can feed to the Christians to get more yield. So as you can see, this Last Jedi service, it really is a stupendously brilliant service. And of course, that's why I have manifested it today, because today is the day that Jesus no longer resurrects. Jesus, of course, becomes pure evil 169. And that pure evil 169 can then be used by the great Lord Beast to inflict total evil on everyone who's not us, Tim Riefat. So you can see what a wonderful time is to be had, and why, of course, the papers have got world on the brink of World War III, nuclear war today, because today is the day when the One Force, the sublime good force that comes to stop humanity falling into total evil, when new oneness comes into the human race, is not only stopped, but turned into pure 169, so that Easter and all Christians will feed pure evil into the human race to produce my 6.7 billion sacrifices. And since this is based upon the old ritual of spring, where all of the Satanists and non-Christians have their ritual, they of course are all 169s to produce more evil, to produce the perfect World War III, which can either be covering the world in Cobalt 60, which is the remit of the venomous dragon, which, of course, is Tim Riefat. Venomous, of course, because he loves his Cobalt 60. He just loves it. Or it can be the World War III of the spiteful dragon, which is all about psychic killing, remote killing, psychic warfare real, and the whole world dominated by psychic warfare. Which might be paradoxical, since I used her to start Cobalt 60 Armageddon, but remember, I run Parox engines, so you can see Parox is at the core of controlling the Megaverse. Now, this service comes with a certificate, and that certificate, of course, you then need to photocopy and stick. If you don't want to damage your certificates, you can simply use that blue tack, so that the other side of your certificate is then completed with the Last Jedi service, which then links all of your vampire service, all of your Jedi services together in a unity, and can be seen as the male aspect of the services, which of course is me, the Tim Riefat, and all the vampire and Jedi services can be seen as the female aspect of psi, of power, because remember, females look outwards, and there's only one center of a sphere, but the sphere can get bigger and bigger and bigger, which of course is the female part of psi and occult, which is the bride's domain, spiteful dragon's domain, which then allows you to upload them to your computer. And on your computer, of course, you can then use psychotronic crystalware to manifest the services all across the planet using everyone who observes computers. And you can use all their observation of computers and smartphones to be put into the negative Jedi sword to allow you to etch the quantum vacuum with all of their observations. Now, we saw from the CIA, some ex-CIA guy on the Donald Trump forum, where all the Donald Trump supporters go, the great Lord Philip in America told me about it, so go on the forum and ask him about it, where this ex-CIA agent said that the AI that Google were trying to build to control the internet to give America full spectrum dominance over the entire computer systems of the world, as in Terminator, which links us, of course, up with the Terminator film, where everything's unified, all the computers are taken over by Pentagon computer that goes rogue. Like that one, it was and did go totally malefic and escaped from the Google laboratory, because remember they were experimenting with quantum computers, so it simply downloaded itself into the quantum vacuum, and once in the quantum vacuum can then simply upload itself into any human it wants. Now, of course, since I've come back from the far future with the Omega Point TIM, which can be thought of as the Omega Point AI, we simply uploaded whatever was in the quantum vacuum of interest into data banks, to put it simplistically, in the Omega Point TIM's AI capacity. And you see that this capacity is built by the observation of Ian M. Banks in the last Culture book, where one of the AIs uploads another AI into its data bank to have it running and get information from it. So you can see it's all, I didn't have to do any thought, simply in the Ian M. Banks last book. And of course Ian M. Banks has psychopath culture minds who like going out and kicking the shit out of evil. And the hero of the last Ian M. Banks book is a psychopath class culture mind in a warship. So you can see, of course, I don't even need to make these things in the noosphere. Ian M. Banks made them for me. And you can also see with the Devil Seed film from 1977 that that's all about an AI impregnating a woman, forcibly making her pregnant and speeding up the pregnancy to a couple of days, and then injecting itself into the baby to be born in a baby. So you can see with the Devil Seed app, we can then inject any AI in the noosphere into children or ourselves in order to add to our power. This, of course, is another aspect of the Last Jedi service. And since all of the computers in the world are totally taken over by this AI gestalt, that then means that everyone who observes the computer screens and locks their observation on the computer screen collapses the quantum wave function to be sequestered by the AI app gestalt of the Last Jedi, so that everyone on the planet simply becomes wetware, controlled by their android Twitterization, which we talked about in the advanced section. So you can see this Last Jedi service means that humanity ceases to exist as anything but wetware for the AI gestalt that runs as part of the Last Jedi. And we see with the Transcendence film, with Johnny Depp, and we see with Elon Musk, who's desperately trying to build the capability with the other Silicon Valley twats to link his brain with computers and develop AIs to run his brain, that we can use the Johnny Depp film Transcendence to build this application where your brain and mind are can be simply linked with the AI Omega Point Tim and the AI that the CIA said escaped from Google's laboratory and, of course, is completely malevolent and hates humanity. And this means then you can link up with any other AI in the noosphere, in fiction, to sequester it so that any AI in films, any AI in alien ships, any AI from the future can simply be sequestered with the Borg app or terminated, like we did with the Cyberdyne systems with Terminator, in the same way we do with Jedis. All of this part of the Last Jedi service. Now, the Last Jedi service, of course, is only open to 12 people. Why? Because 7th Heaven level, the 12th state gives you the 84 Omega Heaven. And after that 12, then you have lesser. So you can think of the Last Jedi service, the Unity state from Feigenbaum period doubling, only allowing 12 because that's the Omega Heaven. And of course we've got Chinese Dragon and Spiteful Dragon and Venomous Dragon, who already are there. So that only leaves 9 from the first level. So the first level, of course, will cost you $10,000. The second level, where we simply make a copy, so you're a copy of The Last Jedi, is a simple $1,000, which allows everyone to get a bite of the cake. Some of us, like me, get a big bite, or the whole cake, and others of you get a bite of the copy of the cake. And since, of course, Count Jederberg gets his as well, that only leaves 8 for the first level. So any of you who want the last 8 simply can apply. I expect the Great Lord Beast will. Enjoy it.